We have a lot of confidence in ourselves in our room, and we feel like we have a really good group that can definitely get the job done. Now, I know we need to make some plays. You know, we need to have an impact on this defense, because you look at the guys that we have around us, you say, wow, our D-line has an opportunity to be pretty good. You know, our secondary has another year under its belt. They have an opportunity to make some plays. Now, the same needs to be said about the linebacking core. You know, we want to be a group that's highly reliable, that's dependable, and that can make some plays to help our team win. You see great strides being made with him. Just, I mean, with OTAs and minicamp, you know, you could tell he's much more comfortable in the defense. He's communicating really well, which is huge for that position, you know, the free safety position, and even when he plays strong safety as well. So it's great to see, because, you know, you look at him and he's the type of kid that he can be an outstanding, he could be the best in the NFL. You know, he has that type of talent and that type of ability, and he wants to do things the right way. He wants to be great. So it's exciting to see, because for him, the sky's the limit. I mean, that's the thing. It's no longer this is no longer a football issue. You know, we want to, as teammates, we say, you hope that we could do everything he can to get his life squared away. You know, you feel awful for him that he's going through this. And then the hard thing about it is, you know, when he was he's suspended, he can't be here. It would be better if he was with us, with his teammates, and at least being able to train. You know, not playing in games is one thing, but. So it's tough, because we don't have the opportunity to be around him. But, you know, we feel for him, and we want the best for him, you know, because he's a good kid at heart, and we want the best for him, and just hope that he can, you know, come out of this. And it's a function of the head coach. You know, it's no longer, you know, we can't say, well, yeah, let's go 10-6 and get to the playoffs. We don't think that way anymore. We're not trained that way anymore. And you know how Coach Bradley is. You know, the continual focus on, you know, taking each day and getting better. So when it comes to numbers or records, I mean, we no longer think that way.
Doesn't it hurt for you, though, because you've never been in the playoffs?
Absolutely. We want to win. We want to win, and we want that, and we feel like if we continue to progress the way we know we can, that's the ultimate goal. But on a day to day basis, that's just not how we look at things. We want to win. We want to go to the playoffs. We want to go to the Super Bowl. But that's on a day to day basis. We narrow it down to something that, you know, that's tangible, and say, hey, this is what we need to focus on, not what our record's going to be in November. I mean, I think regardless of how many years you play, it's coming to camp is always, there's always going to be excitement in the air, because you know the season's right around the corner. You know, we're going to get to play live games again, and that'll be here before we know it. You know, camp, it seems like the older and older I get, the faster camp goes. It just seems to fly by now. But same with the off seasons too. Those go by really fast. But you get a chance to play football again, so there's obviously excitement. Much more comfortable with schemes and our coaches and how we handle things. You know, it's just the experience of going through it for a second time. So there's a level of, you know, familiarity there with our coaches and everything that we do, our schedule, that makes it a much more comfortable transition this year.